guy and I like fire.
The Grilling Guy.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Major Steve Prince, what a champ. That guy is amazing at what he does, and he's given all his time to make it better for the rest of veterans that are that he has a chance to impact. That's a wonderful thing. But speaking of impact, I was out. I needed a new barbecue thermometer for my big green egg. Right. So I had the occasion to stop by a place called Herman's Boy, which is a big green egg dealer up in Rockford. I was coming south.
Went there years ago.
Yeah. So anyway, while I was there, as a grilling guy does, I seek out the guy who's running the joint. And now on the live line with us, it's Brian from Herman's Boy. Brian, welcome to the show, man.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, you know what? I thank you for making time for us. I know Memorial Day weekend, this is a busy time for you, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We started off with about 50, 60 pounds of pork this morning to do pulled pork.
Good for you. So tell our listeners a little bit about Herman's Boy, because you got a really unique gig going on in Rockford.
Right, yeah. So my father and brother started what was then called the Melting Pot in 1979. My dad bought a piece of property, which is across from the Corner Bar in Rockford, and he was going to use it as he was an insurance and was going to use it the front as retail rental and back as his office. And we always joke that he came home after a long day and my brothers were sitting on the couch, decided they needed a job. My dad's from a small town in Minnesota called New Ulm. And there you're known as your father's son. So Herman's Boy, our name now, was always in advertising for us.
Okay.
We started off with cheese and sausage bought from New Ulm and then kind of changed into buying coffee from the Coffee Ranch, which was in downtown Grand Rapids. A couple years later, my dad had the opportunity to buy out the Coffee Ranch and moved it on location. So we roasted small batch roasting ever since 1981. But the Coffee Ranch goes back to 1901.
Wow.
And then there was a fudge shop there. And so we got to know Gordy that owned the fudge shop, and he no longer wanted to own it, but still wanted to work. So my dad knocked a hole in the wall, and we became the fudge shop, and the same with the cookery nook. So after a while, we became four stores. And then when we moved to the new location at the farm property, we bought out the outdoor cook, which is when we started doing the outdoor cooking, smoking, and all that.
Yeah. So you have classes there as well, don't you?
We have started up, obviously COVID stopped that,
sure.
And then trying to deal with the aftermath of COVID with staffing issues and other. But this year, starting June 15th, we will start one a month. The first one will be the art of grilling, keeping people to keep the lids closed and searing and all that, teaching them that, and getting rid of the fear of charcoal.
Right.
That's the big thing. People think charcoal's an all-day process, so we kind of try to dispel that rumor.
Yeah, so if somebody wanted to participate in it, how do they do that?
So we advertise on our Facebook. We just give us a call. Classes are $25. The cost is including a meal. So
come on.
Whatever I grill that day for the class, it's going to be a full meal included with that. It's about an hour and a half.
You can't,
on a Thursday evening.
You can't beat that. If you want some expert tips, real time, this is the place to go. I mean, they're holding classes. Now, describe your little area where you hold these classes, because it's really unique.
So, well, we have a couple of cool new things. We have the barn that we used to use just for storage. Now we've cleared out we put a deck on the back so we can, if we get bigger classes, we can hold out there. But we have our main grilling area where we do everything on the green eggs all the time, not just for the classes. So like I said, we do the pork, we do our brisket, corned beef, we do our roast beef, we do chicken wings on Wednesday, we do grilled chicken breasts for salads and that. So everything that's grilled is on the eggs. So we have an area already set up there, and that's where we do the class. And the eggs look weathered because we use them all the time.
Like they should look.
Right, exactly.
They're not a showpiece. So tell me around the store that $25 for a class, come on. And you get fed, too? You're giving that stuff
exactly
away.
Right.
But hey, it gets people to the store, and that's awesome. So any of our listeners, if you've got a green egg, we get questions about these all the time because they are a unique piece of cooking equipment, right? I have one on my deck. I use it for specific things, and it's really good at a lot of things. But you got to know how to use it, right? And it's that fear of charcoal. It's air in, air out, the amount of fuel, so on. But so tell us, walk us around the store because it's just not a grilling store. You mentioned all those four pieces that are together. Those are all still at your location, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We still roast. We do mail orders and a big account for wholesale orders for the coffee. Our goal always with the coffee is 48 hours from the roaster out the door. So we don't want, the emphasis is always on freshness. Grinding, all the other little tricks of the trade are fine. If you don't start with a fresh product, you're not going to end up with a fresh product.
Right.
So that's the way we deal with that. We have the bakery. We do a tremendous amount of baking. We've done original bagels since the start. My dad worked with a Jewish bakery out of Ann Arbor to come up with the plan on that. So we've always done bagels. We do a different featured, like a pecan roll or a cinnamon roll every morning. We have, obviously, the smokehouse from the green eggs. We do pulled pork catering, things like that. And then the candy. We still make the fudge on the big marble tables. We make our hand-dipped chocolates. Everything is done in-house.
Really unique. If you've not been to Herman's Boy in Rockford, tell us how to get there. The roads are a little jacked up. Yeah. I had to go beyond a couple barriers, but I knew where I was going. But if somebody else doesn't, tell us how to get there.
The easiest way, especially if you're coming from Grand Rapids or up from north, is use Northland Drive or the Beltline. If you want to take the 11-mile little, you know, Michigan turn, and it veers onto what's called Old Northland Drive. That way you can go straight to our store, which is just past the unfortunate detour sign that causes a lot of problems, but it's a through traffic sign that now says the businesses are open. We are on the left side, right next to the Napa Auto Center. Usually it's just a take a right from the corner bar and find us, but we can't say that anymore because of the traffic.
Well, I would say that Napa's next to you because you have a big spread there. It's kind of a, you could tell it was an old farmhouse and the homestead that you've kind of kept all of that character there and turned it into a commercial building, right?
Yeah, one half is still the house, and then the main strip there my dad built. You know, people thought we were crazy. Well, it was my dad's vision again. They thought he was crazy, but one thing we found, if you establish yourself, the people will follow as long as the product is correct. And I think we do it. We try to do a great job on that.
Yeah. So you got an online presence?
We have an online, absolutely. We don't have online ordering, but right now that is the goal. We're as old school as it gets. I'm the youngest at 50, so that kind of shows you how tech savvy we are.
Right.
But we are working on the POS system, which then would get us into online ordering.
Yeah, great. That's good. But you know what? The beauty of what you've got is coming there and experiencing it because you can buy the bagels and the fudge and but you can sit down at a nice little table and enjoy them, a cup of coffee and a bagel or a sweet roll or while you're there. I mean, this is you feel so comfortable and at home when you're in your store, and you've got the little room where all the green egg stuff is. You got stuff nobody else carries in town. That's why I was there.
Conrad, I don't remember Randy bringing us back any fudge when he went up there. Do you?
No. And I don't. He's been packing fudge for a long time too.
Well, I tell you what. I did get some sauce up there that you guys are welcome to have if you'd like some sauce. But I'll be damned if I'm going to put it on a piece of meat for you.
Oh my goodness! So.
About that, Brian. And that went south
here.
But anyway, yeah. But thank you.
We don't tell those jokes here at all.
Thank you for your time today, and much continued success. If you've not been to Herman's Boy in Rockford, look it up. Get up there and check it out. It is a cool store. Nothing like it in West Michigan.
Well, thank you so much for the opportunity.
You bet, Ryan. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Wow, you guys, you're pretty hard on a guy. All I'm trying to do is just help a man out with his business. And
how's it feel under the bus there?
Yeah. You know what? I'm okay. But just
here
just
comes
remember,
coming back.
Just remember, I got the keys to the bus, so we'll see how this all goes later.
If only his feet could touch the pedals.
You guys got to learn not to drag me into your conversations.
Oh no, you're always worth
Now that you're in, you're vulnerable.
let's wrap up the show.
Okay. All right.
But anyway, hey, you've been listening to Grilling Guys and our nonsense. Remember the reason for the Memorial Day weekend. If nothing more, say a prayer for those family members that are the survivors of those that gave the ultimate sacrifice, because we all need to go. Take care, enjoy your weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.